trusted in Christ. I'd like to think, just for our devotion tonight, of this little phrase in verse 6. He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. What a wonderful blessing and security that every believer in Christ should know about and should feel and should be reminded of often. We are accepted in the Beloved. Children today, they want to belong. If you go to a new school, you don't want to be an outsider for long. You want to belong. You want to be accepted. We hear those phrases, don't we? I just don't fit in. I don't belong. Maybe you've got a family member and occasionally you come together for family gatherings and they feel like outsiders, or maybe you feel like outsiders with a family that does not know the Lord. I just don't fit in. I don't belong. I'm not accepted. I'm not one of them. But then we read this phrase, He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. This is a recurrent phrase, especially through the Old Testament. But Paul tells every believer here at the church at Ephesus, they have been accepted. The world hasn't accepted them. The church at Ephesus knew a lot of persecution. There was so much idolatry there. And yet, these believers, the ultimate acceptance. What matters is not whether you're accepted for a passport or accepted to stay in a country, but what matters is whether we're accepted in the Beloved. That means in Christ. And we who've been washed, we have been accepted. This is a sovereign work. The Puritans called it a uniquely divine operation. To take somebody that was far off, rejected, and we rejected God, enemies in our minds, and to bring us so that, as they called it, our will was inclined toward God. We didn't have a will for God. We didn't want Him. But our will became willing. He gave us that desire. And as we came to Him and our hearts were inclined towards Him, a sovereign work, so we became accepted. First of all, we had to be washed. We had to be cleansed. There was a great barrier that had to be removed. But as it says in verse 7, in whom we have redemption through His blood. We've been washed. We've been forgiven. And now we are accepted. What does that mean, to be accepted? Well, there's five thoughts we can think of very briefly. It means that now we can have communion with God. We didn't used to speak to Him. We weren't on speaking terms. Cut off. But now we are accepted. So we can speak to Him as a friend and He to us as our friend. We can have communion. Our will is now increasingly His will. His plan is our plan. Oh, to have communion with God, to be one with Him. That's firstly what it means, to be accepted by God. Secondly, there's only one other use of the word accepted in the whole of the New Testament. You probably know what it is in Luke chapter 1 and verse 28. It's when the angel Gabriel came to Mary and she was told, Hail, thou art highly favored. Same word, to be accepted. To be highly favored. To be in that single group of people who are blessed by God to be accepted by Him. Highly favored. Mary was told, The Lord is with thee. She was accepted. And it meant for her that there was no higher blessing amongst all women. She was called most highly favored and blessed to be the earthly mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. To have union, to be highly favored, And then it also means to be received favorably. Just look at Genesis chapter 33 and verse 10. Genesis chapter 33 and verse 10. This was Jacob. Jacob was full of fear. How would his brother Esau, who he had not seen for so many years, how would he receive him? He thought that the army of 400 men were soldiers coming to fight, and he was very anxious, fretful. This is what it says in Genesis 33, verse 10. And Jacob said, "Nay, I pray thee, I beg thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present." He thought he had to earn the favor of his brother. He came with presents. He split up his group and they came with present after present. And he thought he needed to earn it. "If I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face. And though I had seen the face, as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me." He didn't need to bring the gifts. "Take, I pray thee," verse 11, "my blessing that is brought to thee, because God hath dealt graciously with me." Jacob needed to learn that he was accepted by his brother. He didn't expect to be. He had every reason to think that he wouldn't be, but the Lord had gone before him, and he was accepted graciously in the eyes of his brother, in the same way that we're accepted by God in Christ. That's the Hebrew word for to be accepted, to be received favorably, and to be accepted. But there's another word. Perhaps just look at one more verse. Ezekiel chapter 43. Ezekiel chapter 43 and verse 27. Here the prophet Ezekiel is being taught this lesson again. They were to purify themselves by offering at the altar, verse 26 and verse 27. Ezekiel 43, verse 27. "And when these days are expired, it shall be that upon the eighth day and so forward, the priests shall make your burnt offerings upon the altar and your peace offerings, and I will accept you, saith the Lord God." This is the gospel, isn't it? We're not accepted by God until he does everything. The Old Testament picture of the offering on the altar was the sign that the Lord would accept them, that their sin was no longer a barrier between them. It means to be freely accepted by Christ. But what a comfort this is for every believer. We go through this life as strangers and pilgrims. We may be rejected by the world, by colleagues, by family, but praise God, we are accepted in the Beloved. The only acceptance that really counts. We have a standing before God because he has done everything for us. Just back to Ephesians 1. And verse 6, the word here is the word that we get charity from, charitos. It means to give freely, as in a charitable donation. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has freely given us and favored us, so that we are accepted by God, in Christ, and through Christ, to be accepted, to be given charity, freely, graciously, undeservedly. We may not belong, but we can be accepted. And because we're accepted by God in the Beloved, then we're accepted in His church. This is His church. This is the place where we should belong. We sang the hymn on Sunday evening about a child considering they are at home. And that's how we should be in the church of Christ. Because of what He has done, we are now acceptable to Him. We've been favoured, we've been given a charitable gift of grace, so that in His sight we belong and we are accepted by Him. What a comfort through life. Whatever our trials and difficulties, and we will pray for some tonight who have grave difficulties, the greatest comfort of all is to know that we belong. We are His and He is mine, says the hymn writer. Let's sing.